It's really exciting. Spring has sprung. Everybody's noticing the flowers. I put the bright colors on today. We're going to go for some sunshine. But our spring programs are starting April 15th through the 26th of May. And folks need to, this is spring break week. Our kids are mostly off, probably sitting in the sun somewhere with their parents or doing chores at home. And then in a week or so, we get back into spring programs, and there's a lot happening.
What are some of the highlights?
We really have our triathlon training coming up, some road bike strength training classes, adult karate, youth strength training, around the globe yoga. Our after school fit club's starting, and we still have the youth fitness certifications that are occurring. So there's a lot of fitness things happening to get folks ready for their summer, spring programs, for the Y Run that's coming up. That's on the 28th of April. Folks can get in, get registered, or check out our website and register right online. So the fitness programs are really kicking it up in the spring.
One of the things that I've noticed when we've talked to you here over the last several months in particular is the shift. Obviously, the activities are always going to be there, but you're really looking at doing wellness in general, and with even an idea of prevention, of get active, be active, and promote wellness.
You're absolutely right, Walt. And what's happened is our why has shifted to prevention. We're really going to be working on diabetes and the number of folks in our community who have diabetes and getting them active and getting them participating in fitness, because that really can change their life. And not only they can move better, they will live longer and be much healthier. And that's really what the why is shifting to. So a lot of these programs are setting folks up to be successful long-term in life. And that's really what we want to see.
How about some of the other events that are coming up that you want folks to know about?
Well, I want to let everybody know that we are very fortunate. We have Sandra Shaw Harding coming, and she is the author of Women in Philanthropy and started the Women in Philanthropy movement in the United States. She's from Traverse City. She is going to come and visit us on the 25th and 26th of April, and we're going to have a workshop and a Power of the Purse event on the 26th. So we'd like folks to get involved with that, particularly the ladies, to learn about the power of women in our community and what women do philanthropically and how much they really do give.
So that really actually taps into, I think, something we've seen a lot of in this Marquette area in particular, but for a lot of folks, they can get an opportunity to really maybe get some insight into why it's important to give.
Yes, and I think that's the piece that's happening is we really are a generation of givers. We've become much more philanthropic. And what Sandra's going to talk about is how women particularly really control over half of the wealth in their nation. And women are giving in record numbers to a number of different causes that they support. And women tend to be very passionate about their causes that they get involved with. So she's going to be here for a workshop on the 26th. It'll start at 8:30 in the morning and run until 11:45. And it's engaging women and the future of your organization. And then we're going to have a lunch, which will be an auction of purses and help raise funds for our Strong Kids campaign in Marquette.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but this, you know, at least traditionally in thought, doesn't seem like a typical why thing, but this is a sign of where you're going, isn't it?
This is social responsibility, and it is actually one of the three pillars of what the Why's work is, youth development, healthy living being the other. And social responsibility is that we give back to our community and that we strengthen the foundation of our community.
Strong Kids, you touched on that. What is that?
Strong Kids is our scholarship program that allows folks who may not be able to afford to be part of the YMCA programming to be part of it. We have a standard that we use to assess someone's, you know, whether or not they have income or where they're at. And there's a protocol that's used, and we use their IRS forms, and it's all, you know, confidential. Mm-hmm. And basically they complete the forms, and we have a panel that meets weekly on Tuesday and determines whether or not a folks will be provided scholarship. And it could be anywhere from 10% to 90% scholarship, depending on the need. And as we know, there are a number of folks who live in poverty in Marquette County, and that's what scholarship is for.
And the campaign is funded by contributions and other events, and how do folks get involved with that if they'd like to?
If folks want to get involved in their campaign, the kickoff will be on the 28th at 1 o'clock, but we are taking folks who want to be part of teams, and basically it's soliciting dollars, asking for folks to contribute to our Strong Kids campaign. Our goal this year is $125,000, and you know, we reached the goal last year, so we're excited about that and be able to contribute to our community.
And that, of course, does that synchronize up or come close to the run walk and whatnot?
It does. Yes. Actually, our run walk is our first kickoff fundraiser for the Strong Kids campaign, and the money has always gone towards that we've raised at the Y Run.
I know it becomes sometimes old hat, but it's important to get this out. Everything that we've talked about here and a lot more that we didn't get to this morning is at the website, which I know you've had redesigned recently and is much more interactive. Website is where?
YMCAMQT.org, and it is redesigned, and actually I've had a lot of feedback lately that it's really easy to use. The pieces that people are looking for are right on the cover, so the front page, as they say, and it's really good, so they can check it out there.
And they can stop in at your locations around the county and also give you a call at
227-9622.